Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. You can call in about anything you want. But if you've got a question for Jason Gerhard, who is a man that spent more than a decade of his life behind bars in federal prison for supporting some folks who are tax freedom advocates, Ed and Elaine Brown, he's in the studio with us here tonight. It's Ian and
Captain Kickass is here.
Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's your website again?
GoHardWithGerhard.com.
Check him out there. You know, whether you're in New Hampshire or not, he's got an interesting story, and he's got an interesting approach.
Well, it applies to everyone. I mean, this income tax thing applies to everybody within the country and some Americans that are living outside of the country, too.
So or does it apply to everyone within the country?
Well, I'm saying the... Yes,
right,
exactly.
So, we're going to get into that, and we'll find out what the ballot measures is. This warrant article that you sponsored, kind of. You got signatures.
Yes.
And it's going to be on the ballot here on Tuesday, right? So coming up
Saturday, town meeting is
Saturday.
I'll explain the system.
We'll get to
kind of different.
But Matt is actually on the line here, and he's in New Hampshire. He said he was driving in the Mount Washington area, and he decided that that he was going to call in. First time listening. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? First time listener, first time caller.
Thanks,
what's happening,
man? Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on the air.
All right. So, hey, I got a couple questions. One thing that really was quite titillating to me is some of the comments that you made about Alex Jones. So I'm a listener of Alex Jones. I'm not here to defend him or do anything like that. But are you saying that he was like some kind of confidential informant, or that he got involved in like promoting your case and talking about it, and that kind of sunk your ship? Because I've been getting the feeling that Alex might have gone to the dark side and possibly controlled opposition.
There were statements made. There were confidential, what do you want to call them? I forget what they're called. FBI 50-something forms. Basically, they talk about their confidential informants and the information they get. And one of them was talking about their confidential informant, who was based out of Texas. And some people were putting some dots together.
What was the information the Texas informant
I'm trying
had?
To remember. It was basically saying that the person was initially supportive and then was against. And that kind of follows the line of support and pulling away that someone else pulled. Because there was support from Mr. Jones at first, and then he told everybody, stay away, stay away.
Mm.
So people put some dots together, and I don't really know, and I don't really care necessarily, because I don't really think people should be following people. People can be corrupted, and they can be co-opted and threatened and killed at the end of the day. So,
you know, whether Jones was corrupted at the time of your trial, I don't think really matters today. Look at what he's been doing recently. I mean, you don't have to look too deep to see that the very same man who made multiple films called Police State, like 1, 2, 3, and I think 4 in the past, was now recently, within the last year, advocating for a police state. He has gone from being a critic of all political parties, you know, Republicans and Democrats, to being a supporter of Donald Trump and the Republicans, to driving around, a critic of the police state, to driving around in a Bearcat. I mean, the guy has gone completely, you know, contrary to a lot of his original positions.
Well, and I like your point about I don't think people should be following people. You should lead yourself. You should be your own leader. You should be your own president. You're all of that stuff. You know,
I'm just saying, if you say something, let's say Captain Kickass, if he says something that I believe is true and I take it to heart and I follow it, that's so be it. But that's an idea, a principle.
Right.
I'm not following his choice of drinking Coke versus Pepsi or anything. You know what I mean? You got to choose something that's deeper than just surface level. That's
beer,
what I'm
by
trying.
The way. Yeah.
Okay, good choice.
Hey, I'm located in New Hampshire, and you're on the ballot where? In Northfield?
Northfield is right, well, technically Northfield and Tilton share a fire department. Everybody knows Tilton. It's right off I-93, exit 20. But Northfield is about... Northfield's about 20 minutes... Northfield's about 20 minutes north of Concord.
Gotcha. Okay. And then with regards to the IRS, what did they actually pop you on for a charge if you were simply just helping someone who's tax freedom advocate? Because I've gone down that path for many years, and it's really interesting. I'm wondering, well, answer that question.
Yeah, it's a good question. What did they convict you of? What were the charges originally, and were those what you went to prison for?
Do you want me to explain exactly what the charges were, like the technical terms?
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
It just might be kind of boring for people.
Throw it out there.
Okay, so charge one was conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from discharging their duties. And that was, there's like a sub thing where it was conspiracy to commit.
That sounds like you didn't let them go to the John, man.
Yeah, exactly. It was so, anyway. Then, like, there's a sub charge, which was conspiracy to assault a federal officer. You know, that was like one charge. Okay. So I'm thinking about assaulting someone, whatever. Now, charge two was conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States. Kind of amorphous charge there. And now, charge three was aiding and abetting. You know, Edney Lane Brown.
Mm-hmm. Charged. You were on the property at the time they got arrested.
Well, yeah, I forget what they said, like bought a fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm. They put these stupid things in. And then charge four was possession of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is a consecutive charge. So it's minimum 5 years after your other charge you have to serve it. So it's one of those pain in the...
Were these felonies, by the way?
They're all felonies,
okay.
Yeah. I only go felonies. You got to go hard, you know. Go hard or get hard. So
living up to the name.
So, yeah. So they... Just to get, this is kind of important here.
Yeah.
The charge for possession of a firearm during a crime of violence was predicated, as they call it, based off of the conspiracy charges.
So there was never a crime of violence.
That's the thing, and that's why I got out early. I was sentenced to 20 years, but the gun charge was dropped because the Supreme Court realized that it wasn't just me that was affected by this, a lot of people were.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you're saying, I thought about doing something, and I possessed a firearm during that thought. It gets
so
into this
insane.
Weird thing. And then the one last charge was count five, which I beat at trial, which I'm glad because it was a 30-year charge.
Oh my God.
after any other charges. And that was possession of an explosive device during a crime of violence. And that was, the jury realized that was BS, and
wow.
I was not guilty on that one, found not guilty
wow.
on that. So that's your answer your question.
And this took place in New York or in New Hampshire?
No, New Hampshire. The great state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, look up Ed and Elaine Brown when you get a chance, and you'll get all kinds of... there's only one Ed and Elaine Brown. I mean...
So some of the tax... I don't know if it was called tax freedom or what it was called, but a lot of it had to do with, like, these very semantic-type games that you could play with, like, the only... You know, when, like, the government calls you to court or they call you for a tax crime or something... Your name is in all capitals, but if you don't write your name in all capitals, then you declare that you're a free and blah, blah, blah person. You don't have to, you know, no one ever gets off the hook and people get in trouble.
Yeah, I've never seen the all caps conspiracy stuff work for anybody.
Well, let me address your issue there. And if you don't mind, I'd read my article, the warrant article that I had put forward, because... I don't want to get into some kind of weird... word jiu-jitsu with these people. I have no interest in that.
Right.
I speak common English.
Right.
I'm not some legal beagle. I have no interest in playing that game because
they know
I'm
how
not
to play
concerned.
That game.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I could read a few books and play the game and stay under the radar, but I'm not worried about that because it's not just about me. Not because I'm a great person, but because I think that everyone should benefit from the truth. So I'm thinking about the single mother with five kids. She doesn't have time to get online and research all the stuff about
right.
it. If she just words it this way and sends a letter to Puerto Rico, and I don't care about all this stuff. I want it in common language, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read this real quick because it addresses the whole issue.
If you can do it in like 1 minute, otherwise we can come back and continue.
Yeah, if you don't mind, if you can stay on the line here, or if you just want to listen.
If you want to stay, Matt, you're welcome to, but we're definitely going to get to that. And so, like, we've heard so many of these theories, the legal beagles, these people that put in hours and hours and hours of research. It's like you said, most people don't have time to begin to do 1 hour's worth of research to try to figure this out. And then what you end up seeing is if most of the people who make these allegations about, all capital letters, it's a straw man, it's, you know, there's a secret bank account in your name and you can pay all your bills from it. There's all kinds of these crazy sounding conspiracies out there. And when you start to look at them, it seems like they're legit. But if you actually try to put them into effect, then you learn that none of it matters because the government can do whatever it wants.
They have all of the guns.
And they don't follow their own rules. So even if you think you've figured out what their rules are, it doesn't matter because they don't have to follow them at all.
Well, as I like to say, in the federal system, you guys are lucky with the state. You can record with video
the
hearings. The Fed system is very... You have a recorder who, what do you call him? Stenographer. Who reports what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
That's it.
And,
that's
it. Yeah, it's very... Yeah.
Matt, stand by. Hang on. If you got more, hang on. We'll continue. 603-283-6160. We'll read the questions that are going to be asked of the IRS.
Well, going to be put before the town at town meeting on Saturday the 13th.
If they get voted in by the town.
Well, they're going to be read and the town gets voted on.
Right,
yes.
Right. 603-283-6160. We'll give you the exact wording of that coming up here. And your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hey developers, do you want to add Bitcoin to your apps, website? Want to make something creative? AnyPay is the way. We made a super simple API just for you at AnyPay.dev. You don't need any special knowledge of Bitcoin. Plug it into your app or website and it just works. Get paid on the transactions your users make. Whether you're brand new to web development or have decades of experience, you can add Bitcoin to anything with AnyPay.dev.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here on the radio. Our number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about one of the worst organizations on the planet, the IRS. Oops, sorry, Captain. Try that again.
Yeah, they... Somebody pointed it out to me several years ago that they don't even try and hide it. The IRS, if you just put all the letters together, spells theirs.
Yes.
Theirs. It's right in your face. It's not yours. It's theirs.
Yeah, so with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Jason.
I'm the captain.
We're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. But I do want you to know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedomswithansphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We go back to Matt in New Hampshire. But before you continue, Matt, with a comment, Jason, you wanted to read the three different questions that the town of Northfields will ask the IRS if it's voted in this Saturday at town meeting by the townspeople.
Yeah,
right?
I would like to just give a little bit of the backstory, okay, because this is something that everyone in any town in New Hampshire, under
could
whatever,
do.
Not the incorporated towns and all that, but under Article RSA 39.3, 25 registered voters are all that's needed to put a petitioned warrant article onto the town warrant, which requires the selectmen to answer a question. So usually it's a money issue. Hey, my road is messed up. Fix it. That kind of thing. And then the whole town would vote on it, up or down vote. In Northfields, everybody gets in an auditorium, and they say yay or nay on whatever which one it is.
Right.
Now, I decided to use it for something a little bit different, as we know, to require the selectmen to ask the IRS three questions. But real quick, that has to be done 6 weeks before town meeting, which in New Hampshire happens in March.
When you say that has to be done, you mean the qualifying of the question?
Well, RSA 39.3 requiring 25 voters. It's a lower threshold. Now, if you want to have a special town meeting called for any question, it's 50 registered voters.
Okay.
A little bit harder, but still possible. And I'm trying to encourage people around the state to, maybe not the IRS issue, whatever speaks to you. You can call a special town meeting. People have to go. And if you get just your supporters to go, which most likely will happen,
you
will pass it. So let's do it. I believe you should act local, but think national. I don't believe in the national aspect. You know what I mean? Because what is 5,000 people to the federal government? Nothing. But what is 5,000 people to a local town? You just
almost
took it over.
Population.
Exactly. Now you're rocking. So anyway, I'll just read this very quickly. This is Article 15, Warrant Article 15 of the New Hampshire.
So this is
going to
be how many questions are on this thing? How many warrant articles?
There's 14, but they deal with money. Do you want to fix this school? They want to give up the island that Northfield owns to Tilton, which I don't fully agree with because that island is really cool, a little park on it. But yeah, anyway. So that's
so 14 questions about money, and then your question.
Yes.
Okay.
Right at the end.
All right.
So Article 15. This is something I wrote and had 26 registered voters in New Hampshire and Northfield certified pass.
Just curious. Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt again. The other 14 questions, were those also submitted by individuals in the town, or were those put on there by the town selectmen?
Selectmen, budget committee, officials, town
officials.
So yours
is the only one that was actually grassroots.
And they were not happy with it. There's a YouTube. I cut the audio down from their meeting, which I didn't go to, which I'm glad, because they start talking about how they are not happy. That one of the chairmen, he is now retiring, Glenn Brown. He said that the selectmen should not be trekking after the IRS. Another one was worried about the whole town being audited. Then another one was worried about the townspeople being audited. And so one of my contenders, I'm sorry, I keep saying contender, opponents for selectmen, his whole thing is we shouldn't anger the federal or state government.
Don't anger the bear.
But it's one of these things like, dude, Article 2B, right to privacy in New Hampshire.
Right.
You either stand for the Constitution or you don't. And I think the Constitution, you should stand for law. I really believe that's important. Now, we can get into what's important law, but still, you got to stand for something. And this guy is worried about angering people. Like, anyway,
all right.
Article 15. We, the people of Northfield, New Hampshire, respectfully request that the Board of Selectmen requires the Internal Revenue Service to answer the following questions in common language within the soonest time possible. 1. Where is the word income defined in the IRS code? According to former IRS Commissioner Sheldon Cohen, it isn't defined anywhere within the code. This is clearly documented on video in Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism. 2. Where in the code is it written that the average American who does not exercise a federal privilege but simply trades his time for money is liable to pay the federal income tax? 3. Why have numerous IRS publications, IRS directors, and U.S. congressmen, among others, stated that the income tax is voluntary? And in italics underneath, the Selectmen and Budget Committee decided to put in, this article is not recommended by the Selectmen or the Budget Committee. Because,
wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, really? Well, it has nothing to do with you. So anyway, that's...
You're gonna crush that guy in the election simply by running on the fact that he's kowtowing to a governmental organization that everyone detests.
Well, hold on.
Well, that guy's leaving, right?
Well, hold on. No. Well, actually, yes, that one chairman is retiring, which led to six people, including me.
Right.
So six total are running for selectmen.
There's no incumbent. It's just open seat.
Exactly. Right. It's all for, and which is great about, what's good about that is that it splits the vote. Because one of the guys last time got 50 votes, so that's already 50 out the window. You know, and you start looking at it, you're like, oh, I don't need that many. So I've been going door to door, literally. I've been having Joe of.
What's the population of the town and how many of them vote?
There are 3,700 registered voters, and the last selectman won with 238 votes total, which comes out to be 6% of the registered voters. I did the math. And at one of the Meet the Candidate event, and he made it a big deal saying, the people of Northfield do not want this and some other stuff. I said, hold on. So you're talking about the 6% of people that voted for you, correct?
Right.
Just because people want to act like they represent the will of the people. No, you don't. You represent 6% of people who were just that bored they went to vote that day. You know, come on.
Well, right, and remember, the people
I really hope that Dominion voting systems are not counting votes in Northfield. You caught the election. But I'm really glad you're in New Hampshire, man, because I'm trying to, like, get politically activated up in the North Country.
Uh-huh.
I came from Massachusetts, right outside of Boston, came up here to the mountain, still maintain a couple properties there. I've been thinking about that, talking to the local folk. You know, we got to start doing things locally because people are just up in arms about a whole bunch of things. Everyone's afraid of the government. Some of us aren't. Some of us are. And it's time to stand up. I mean, and we got to do it the right way.
Where would you point this guy to, Jason? I mean, I don't know what goes on up in your neck of the woods.
Well, what do you mean by the North Country? Because I work in Center Harbor, but I live in Northfield, obviously. So, I mean, are you talking about North, or where are you talking about?
No, North Conway, the White Mountains.
Okay, that's not that far north from where I am. But my point being is that, like I said earlier, RSA 39.3. 50 registered voters.
No, that was huge.
No, I'm saying, though, you can do it. You can do it. And, hey, listen, I'll help you knock on doors. Let's do it. You get the town to call a special town meeting. Let's get this going.
How does he get in touch with you or folks up in that region? What's the best way?
The website, Go Hard with Gerhard. But we also have...
contact info there?
Yeah, but we're having this event at Fun Spot, which is in Laconia, the last Saturday of every month. There's been some state reps coming. State senators showed up last time. And we just... It's not like a lecture thing.
No, it's a party.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, playing video games. But it's a matter of, I see Ian there. I'm going to talk to him. It's not structured. And the owners are very, very friendly towards Liberty.
They're not crazy about masks.
Well, exactly, yeah. One of the signs out front says, who is John Galt? So if you're a fan of Ayn Rand, you already know what time they're on. So it's just one of those things where we got to start networking and just talking to people because, listen, there's a lot of people like us out there.
Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. Check that out. It's the, fourth Saturday of every month?
The last Saturday.
The last Saturday. So not always the fourth, depending on how many weeks.
Could be the fifth.
It could be. Could get wild.
Thank you, Matt, for the call tonight. And check him out, gohardwithgerhard.com. We're going to continue more with Jason Gerhard. It's Ian and the Captain here in the studio on this live Saturday edition of the program. You got a question that's regarding what we're talking about, or you can bring up anything you want. Still open phones, as always, here. Free talk.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines Saturday morning by a 50-49 vote. Before the final vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the Democrats for rushing through a bill without any GOP support. He said the previous five stimulus bills were written with bipartisan support, but he accused Democrats of taking advantage of a crisis for this measure.
Five rescue packages totaling $4 trillion, and none of them got fewer than 90 votes. The Senate wrote the CARES Act, Republicans and Democrats shoulder to shoulder. That was the road to real pandemic relief, but Democrats actually wanted, Mr. President, something else. They explained their intent very clearly, to exploit this crisis, quote, as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
This is USA Radio News. A member of the UK's royal family remains hospitalized after a recent surgery. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a statement, Buckingham Palace said Prince Philip will remain in hospital for several more days for rest and recuperation. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160 if you want to join in. And take control of the airwaves here. You don't have to call in with a question for Jason Gerhardt, but you don't get to talk to him very often, unless you live in Northfield, in which case he's knocking on your door.
You may have already spoken.
He spent years in prison for standing up for freedom with some tax freedom advocates, Ed and Elaine Brown. You may remember that story from back in 2007. And now he's out, and he still cares about liberty, if not even more so. Than he did when he went in, and he's running for office. But it's not the fact that he's running for office that's really noteworthy. It's what you did with this ballot measure, with this warrant article that's going to be asked of the town voters. You said there were only like 250 voters in the last town election. Is that right?
For selectmen, the selectman won with 238 votes. Yes.
Meaning the total number?
No. He won with 238 votes.
Meaning
the other candidate got 150 or so.
So there was like less than 500 people that voted?
Yeah, it's very minimal.
Okay.
I was more concerned with the winning total because that's kind of the threshold of where I'm trying to figure I need to hit.
But still, a town of 3,700 people, only 500 people voting in the town election.
You figure if you get 300 votes, you're in, right?
Looking that way. Yeah. Well, especially now with six people total running.
Yeah, and only one person can win. What you did was you put, you got 26
officially, but I had really more close to 50 people sign.
Yeah, because you got disqualified.
Well, yeah, she couldn't, the town clerk couldn't read a few, this and that, so I didn't care. I hit 26 and I stopped. I mean, I could have kept going, but why? I was already on, so.
Yeah, so you got this, ballot measure on that asked the question, should the town council send a request?
No.
What is it?
26 voters puts the warrant article onto the town warrant, and at that point, the whole town at town meeting, which is kind of a raucous event in an auditorium, they will up or down vote, yes or no, on Article 15. So if the majority of people in that room that day say, yes, I want Article 15 to go forward, the selectmen, by law, have to ask the IRS those three questions.
Do they have to?
Shall. Because shall is in the law. They have to. No choice.
Because the wording of it made it sound like you would just ask them.
I made it a little bit friendly because when I'm getting people to sign a petition, I don't want them thinking that I'm forcing the selectmen at gunpoint to do anything. But the law is the law. I mean,
you're
I told
not forcing
people.
Them. They took the job. They know what's
exactly.
Involved.
It's just I don't you know right. put that's shall on something. People go wait you know so.
So and the questions were about the word income in the IRS tax code. Where is it? Apparently, it doesn't exist.
Or the definition of it.
The definition
of the word income. Yes.
Okay. So we'll get into that.
The word income is found plenty. It's just that it's never defined.
And it's usually a slippery little animal. Yes.
And usually with government statutes, with government code, they always have a long definition section where they get to redefine every word that you know they're using, which gets makes things extra confusing. Yep. Which is what they do on purpose. They want to have a very confusing system, and you're indicating to the floor here for our listeners that are on viewing us on our cam sites, which by the way we're on like seven different streaming platforms now, and you're holding up what is
the
this
good
is
book.
The tax code, right? This is yes. the code that you have. How many pages is this?
This is the 2006 edition because it's the cheapest one I could find on Amazon. I wasn't actually going to spend money on a good one, so it is 10,000 pages
my
long.
God,
the print is, as you guys can see, is quite
this
small.
Is Bible-size print.
If not smaller, it's definitely on
and
the smaller
size. It looks
like
Bible-quality pages, like real thin, super thin pages.
In prison, people would use this to smoke. Yeah, so
they would say, is that cotton bomb?
So this is some good rolling paper here. Yeah, and it's absurd when you get down to it. And we could talk about how they redefine words to mislead and confuse us. It's quite crazy.
Well, I wanted to ask you about something else that you had mentioned, and that was this escrow accounts?
Yes.
To put the, we'll call it, tax money into?
This hasn't been officially launched by the Go Hard, Forget Hard campaign, but it is definitely something in my mind. So, basically, let's say the IRS doesn't answer. Okay. Got an answer to that. Press the easy button. Easy button consists of everyone that wants to partake takes their IRS supposedly required money, puts it into an escrow account, and the escrow account will only release this money to the IRS when the townspeople decide that the IRS has adequately answered their questions at another town meeting. Because let's do it as a town.
Well, these are questions, though, that the IRS does not want to ask, or answer, rather. They're not interested. They've been asked them before in many different venues.
But this is the key thing, which I want to make a point of, is that I'm requiring the IRS to answer these in common language.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get a 2.65729 code section. I don't speak that language. I'm not one of the, you know, they're witch doctors, shamans of the legalese. I don't play that game.
Let's dig deeper into these questions here. So question one, where is the word income defined in the IRS code? It says further in the question that according to former IRS Commissioner Sheldon Cohen, it isn't defined anywhere in this code. And then you mention America, Freedom, and Fascism, the movie by Aaron Russo, which is a great movie.
Yes.
People should check that out. What's the relevance of the question? I mean, just why'd you ask this question?
Well, I mean, it is the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what income is. That's kind of critical to the whole thing.
They never bothered to say, huh?
It's not defined in the code. And multiple people, including former IRS agent, Sherry Peel Jackson, has come forward. Also Joe Bannister. He was a criminal enforcement
agent. Yeah, I remember Joe Bannister.
Sherry Peel Jackson was very, and actually I reached out to her, but she wants to stay under the, not trying to take the lead on this, which I don't blame her. Everybody, you have to choose your level of involvement, and you know what, maybe I'm going to go down for this, but at the end of the day, these are questions we need to ask. The federal government is out of control.
But they've certainly defined a ton of terms in their statutes. I mean, there's 10,000 pages here, this IRS code.
Oh,
so
indeed.
Why did they leave this one word out? I mean, do you want to speculate on why they didn't bother to define this?
Well, it leads them to define it however they see fit. Because, as you'll see, let's look at two other words. Wages. This is in Section 3401.
Yes, they have what the definitions. Is a wage?
Exactly. They have definition section at the beginning of all the chapters.
Right.
Which is critical because what we look at the common use of wages, employee, employer, and income, is not what the code uses for reasons that you'll see now. Because they can't. It's unconstitutional. So anyway, for purposes of this chapter, the term wages means all remuneration other than fees paid to a public official for services performed by an employee for his employer. Now, C, employee. For purposes of this chapter, the term employee includes an officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, a state, or any political subdivision thereof, or the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of any one or more of the foregoing. The term employee also includes an officer of a corporation. I don't fit under that terminology. I don't know if you guys have ever fit
I have
under
a day job, and that does not define me at all.
So you are not an employee. The whole game is so fraudulent, and I'm just tired of it. I'm not an expert on this stuff. I do not read this back and forth because I work. I mean, I was on a roof just the other day, putting shingles on a roof in the freezing cold. I mean, it's 20 degrees up in Center Harbor, you know. And I mean, I love it. I love working my hands. I don't want to spend time at the end of the year or any time dealing with these BS questions from the I want the federal government out of my life. I want to be able to deal with my elected officials within quick driving distance. Mm-hmm. So if they do some crazy stuff,
we can
talk.
Yeah,
because what am I going to do with somebody in D.C.?
Nothing.
Exactly. And that's the game they play.
Am I going out on a limb to say you might support secession for New Hampshire?
I support what Thomas Jefferson called ward republics. He believed that 5,000 people essentially would consist of a ward republic, and all decisions shall be as close to the people as possible, which turns out is about 4,700 people in the town of Northfield. We qualify. So the ward republic of Northfield shall control all decisions that affect the people. If there are some decisions that are at a higher level, let's say Concord, okay, there are some things that are at a state level. So be it. We'll deal with those there. But let's say teaching our children in the schools. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that somebody in D.C. should be telling us what we should be teaching our kids. What do they have to do with anything? They don't know what's going on in our towns. Right. They're a bunch of bureaucrats. Bye. We don't need to pay them. So that's just where I'm at with that.
And you're getting closer to the Dunbar number there with your 5,000.
What is that?
Well, the Dunbar number is the amount of people that you can convincingly associate with and remember.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's lower than 5,000. I don't remember what it is for the individual. I think it's several hundred, something along those lines. But it's that you can, I don't know, social media, some people will have 5,000 friends on any, given network. Well, the odds of them actually having those 5,000 friends is very low. They probably actually have closer to, 50 or 100 friends.
I don't even know if I have 5 friends.
These other folks are just followers. So the Dunbar number is just the number of meaningful human interactions you can have, without it diluting into nothingness. Like you're saying, having D.C. tell you, what to teach your kids. That's outside of your Dunbar number.
We got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 603-283-6160. More about the IRS and confusing codes. Who needs it? It's Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here on the live Saturday episode of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here by dialing in 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, Ian,
Jason,
and the captain.
And we're going to continue, but I want you to know about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of Liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know the people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. We continue. You can bring up what you want. We've been talking with... Yes.
Real quick, I just want to clarify the Dunbar's number for folks. I mentioned it prior to the last, or during the last segment. Dunbar's number is a suggestive cognitive limit to the number of people with whom one can maintain stable social relationships. So that is your personal network, if you will. And that number is somewhere between 100 and 250, depending on the person, the average, and the more commonly referred to number of 150 is thrown out there by scholars right, and that kind of thing. So that's what the Dunbar's number is.
We've been talking with Jason Gerhard from GoHardWithGerhard.com. That's your personal site. It's also a campaign site. For right now, you're running for a town selectman in Northfield, New Hampshire. It's a little town of about 5,000 people, 3,700 voters, but
very
only
nice
about
town.
500
nice
of them will vote in this municipal election coming up here. And so not only are you facing an election where you could win a town selectman seat of one of three seats, and there's only one that's up for vote, so everybody's focusing on this one. It's being given up by the current guy sitting in it,
yes,
which means there's no incumbent, because we know if you're up and against an incumbent, you're almost always going to lose. So you're up against five other people that no one knows who's going to win this thing.
One of them has been officially endorsed.
By the guy leaving?
By the new chairman of the select board.
I see.
So
he's the good old boy.
Indeed.
So you know who that one is.
Yeah.
But you're in there, and you're going door-to-door, which is a level of effort that most of these other characters aren't putting in. And for listeners that aren't familiar with how sort of politics works in New Hampshire you're dealing with very, very small political, physical areas, like your jurisdiction or whatever, very, very small in most places. There are 400 state representatives here. the average state representative is so-called representing like 3,000 or 3,500 people. There's only 1.3, 1.4 million people living here in New Hampshire. You divvy, you know, do the math and you can figure that out. Town selectmen, you know, a lot of times you're not dealing with, you know, even 5,000 people. You're dealing with, in some cases, even fewer. So it's eminently possible to win an election just by virtue of the fact that it's just a small situation.
You're not you can win on a handshake because people are not attached to the local politics because, I mean, as I was saying in my Meet the Candidate Night discussions we had at the town hall, people are overburdened. They're overworked. And I think it's mostly due to federal taxation, indirectly, indirectly. The ones you see and you don't see, inflation tax being one of the worst ones. Keep printing that money, guys.
They will. And $1.9 trillion coming out soon.
Yeah, fresh off the printer.
Yep.
So that's my main concern. I'm not claiming to know all the answers to the local issues because I'm relatively new to the town. I'll admit it. I mean, it's not hard to find that out.
Yep.
I just got out in January of 2020, federal prison after 12 and a half years. But what I do know is that I don't know. And the people in the town know what they need in their neighborhoods. They know what needs to be fixed. They know where money's getting stolen. They know what's going on.
Sure.
I don't. But if they bring it to my attention, we can deal with it. But they can't really focus on that until they get the 800-pound elephant gorilla out of the room, which is the IRS fear-mongering machine. And we can do that with these questions. We put them on the spot. And you know what? Let's have one of them come down to town hall. I want him sworn under oath. I mean, to testify under penalty of perjury, because I'm not trying to have somebody just blow a lot of smoke. But we'll lock the door. We'll sit in there and we'll talk.
Now, the idea here is to have the town, again, it's going to be a ballot measure or a town warrant article, which will be voted at the town meeting. So it's not on a ballot. It's going to be an in-person meeting where people literally will be in a place and raising their hands or standing up or whatever to vote on this thing. If it goes through, it'll then instruct the town selectmen require them to ask the IRS three questions. Now, the IRS is, of course, not required to answer them.
Indeed.
And that's what you would expect them to do, right?
I don't know what to expect at this stage. I really don't. I mean, they're tricky characters. They have a lot of cards up their sleeves. Who knows?
Well, they've been asked plenty of questions by plenty of people before and have ignored almost all of them.
I don't know if a town has ever done this.
But that's what's
right. Yeah, I don't know if it's ever. I've never seen a town. Most of the stuff surrounding this type of a movement has been always at an individual level.
Or a group of people,
or a business, but not at the town level. You're right.
Yeah, everybody's kind of focused on using just numbers, where I'm using political subdivisions, their own system, essentially, you know?
What was that group that was, it was when Aaron Russo's movie was out, Freedom to Fascism.
Yep.
They had, like, teamed up with Aaron, and they were going around showing this movie. They were showing Aaron's movie.
Was it We the People?
We the People.
Yes.
That's who they were.
Yes.
They put in questions, I believe, to the IRS, and they never had them answered. In fact, they even then, I believe, sued the United States federal government, demanding their right to redress, which is one of the, you know, the First Amendment, you know about freedom of religion, you know about the right to assemble, you know about freedom of speech, but there's actually another aspect.
There's five rights in the First Amendment, yes.
What was the other?
Press. Redress of grievances and petition, yes.
And yeah, so redress and petition, no one ever talks about that one. So they actually asked a question about that in their lawsuit. Like, we want our redress here. Why can't we get answers? And the Supreme Court finally heard the case, if I recall correctly, and they said, you have a right to ask your questions, and we have no obligation to answer them.
Right.
That was where it came down. They spent so much time and so much money on this one question of just trying to find out what their right to redress really even meant. And what it meant was, you have the freedom to ask.
Well, I find it kind of funny. Like, for instance, Article 10 in New Hampshire of their state of
the
our
right to revolution.
Our state constitution. Yes, the right to revolution. And you'll have, I remember one of the YouTube comments in one of the videos I had put out, I think it was the Meet the Candidate night, where I mentioned that we have the right to revolution and so forth. And somebody said, oh, that's preempted by the supremacy clause of the federal constitution. And it's insane. You're telling me that I have to go to the federal government to ask if I can revolt against the federal government? I wonder what the answer to that's going to be. It's insane. You're asking the king, hey, king, you're acting out of control, yes or no?
Right.
I have a feeling he's going to say no.
Right.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Isn't that what Sununu just said?
Basically, the
governor of New Hampshire, he was asked on some talk show about the legislature was putting forward something to lessen his emergency powers, and the lady asked him something about, you know, what do you think about this? And he said, no.
Right. Yeah. This is something you do not ask permission for.
Well, as I like to say, if you don't, you have no rights unless you exercise them.
That's right.
So you can talk about, I got a whole list of rights. How many of you exercise, buddy?
Yeah.
Well, none. I don't need to. Yes, you do. You exercise them every day.
That's because the way it works.
Yeah, it's how it works, man.
I mean, look around us. You see what happens when people don't exercise their rights. They end up walking around in a bunch of masks and obeying every single diktat that's shoved down their throats. It's pathetic what's going on right now.
Although I must say, it has woken a lot of people up.
Has it?
Because, well, I'm going to tell you, from my perspective, I went in 2007, and a lot of things happened. The bailout in 2008.
Right.
You started seeing people getting more and more angry, and I'm telling you, it's a different world right now. People are more awake, and, yeah, you still have the people that are totally, but still, there's an element right now, especially in New Hampshire. I feel it. I mean, I don't know if anyone else feels it, but I just feel there's an energy, and that the time is coming for major positive, I believe, changes. I mean, that's how I see it.
Let's talk a little bit more about your questions that you're asking here. So the first question is about the word income. You say, where is the word income defined in the IRS code? Apparently, they didn't bother to define that. Now, some people would say that if it's not defined, then it goes back to whatever the dictionary definition of the word is. Have you ever heard that?
Supposed to.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think goes on? I mean, is it not defined because they just want to just apply it however they want? Is that what they're up to with this?
That's my guess, but...
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I just want these answers in common language.
Yep.
I'm not really trying to figure out what they have historically done, only because what's the point? You're trying to squeeze a piece of Jell-O. You know what I mean? Like, there's no point in trying to nail this piece of Jell-O on the wall. Let's just put it out in the open and just all discuss it. That's what I'm... You know what I mean? I don't want to act like I'm some legal beagle.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not.
You don't know.
So.
Number two, where in the code is it written that the average American who does not exercise a federal privilege but simply trades his time for money is liable to pay the federal income tax?
Yes, indeed.
Now, you had read something in the... You'd actually read an excerpt, I think, from the code that, you know, is talking about the definition of an employee. Oh, it's right here. So, includes an officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, a state, or any political subdivision thereof, or the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of any one or more of the foregoing. So, and then it also says an officer of a corporation. Is an associate, floor sales associate, an officer of a corporation?
Well, it also deals with the key, with the officer of a corporation. It's a corporation that exercises a federal privilege from the federal government. Or, let's say, a federal government corporation. You understand? It's not just any corporation.
Not just any, okay.
Yeah, it has to be a direct... Yes, it's very in-depth.
You were going to say something there, Kevin.
Well, corporations are legal fiction. They're created by the government. And so when you exercise within that realm, then you... But only the officers.
So like the board of directors.
So we're talking VPs, we're talking president, CEO, CXO, all that, those kinds of guys.
603-283-6160, you can bring up what you want here. And this is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.